this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 24th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to share these messages we have prepared, hopefully to encourage you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is called and titled Philologus, and I'll explain why we use such an unusual title in the body of the message. We use two scripture texts today, Psalm 119, verse 97, and Romans 16, verse 15.
Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nurus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints with him.
We went to a new church last night where I was invited to share the message. As we greeted the people and introduced ourselves, we asked them their names. Names are important to us. People like to be addressed by their name. Here in the United States, we have a number that uniquely identifies us called our Social Security number. Can you imagine how different it would be if that's how we were known? For example, I would extend my hand and say, "Hello, I'm 672-582208." They'd smile and say,
"Hello, I'm 843-97-4382.
I should point out those aren't real Social Security numbers, at least that I know of. I have a hard enough time with names now, so I can't imagine a system of memorizing numbers. I've had a difficult time memorizing phone numbers in recent years, so I usually call out to Brooksine, who's still my walking telephone directory. Names identify us. Last night, we met a lady named Ivy. She gave us an interesting memory aid by saying, "Just remember Poison Ivy." She obviously doesn't have an esteem problem. Well, I'm well acquainted with Poison Ivy, so I'm quite sure I will remember her name. I am named after Stephen, the one in the Bible. And not surprisingly, he is a favorite Bible character. Stephen means crowned one.
And my name, Brooksine, is made up by my mother. And we don't really have a meaning behind it, except that my father's name is Brooklyn. And I'm usually, when I meet people, I have to give a whole explanation about my name. So I tell them, "Remember, scene of a brook, but turn it around and say, Brooksine."
With the accent on the second syllable there, Brooksine. The second daily text today is tucked among a long listing of Paul's friends and ministry associates in Romans, verse chapter 16. In fact, this chapter has 35 proper names. One of them was Philologus, the only time he is mentioned in the scriptures. Very little is known about him. I presume he was a male, but he has a neat name. A compound of two words, philo, meaning love, and logos, meaning word.
We can't do more than conjecture, but was this a descriptive name, as was often the case in the Bible? I think this is likely, and if so, it means lover of the word. Or it might have been, like Barnabas, a nickname based upon what others had observed. Barnabas means son of encouragement, and after he acquired the descriptive nickname, he is never again known by his birth name of Joseph. This is from Acts 4:36, you'll find. Perhaps Philologus was known as a diligent student of God's word.
Philologus will be an interesting person to meet in heaven, and then we'll find the story behind the name for sure. However, we should all have a lifelong love for God's word. The psalmist declared, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long." An interesting glimpse into the Apostle Paul is seen in a request to Timothy in his final letter when he knew his time of departure was near. He wrote to Timothy, "When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments." I still specifically recall one of my Bible school teachers pointing out that this was likely a request for the scriptures. Paul wanted to always be learning, and evidence of his love for the word is seen right up to his death. May we be those who love the word of God.
Let's pray together. Jesus, Clinging to your word is like holding tightly to a bright lantern on a darkened path. I can't see what's ahead, but the light shines bright enough for me to proceed step by step. I am strengthened, encouraged, convicted, and challenged by the Holy Bible as I faithfully read and meditate upon the inspired words written by believers throughout the generations. I join with the psalmist who proclaims, "Oh, how I love your law." I meditate on it all day long. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Brooksine. Tomorrow we'll be traveling up to New England. Sunday I'll be speaking at Liberty Christian Center, the church I pastored from 1993 to 2000. Monday we take a stair to Boston Children's Hospital in preparation for a heart pacemaker replacement on Tuesday. I do hope to continue this series while I'm up there, but I don't expect to be able to Tuesday particularly, since at this time she is scheduled to arrive at the hospital at 6:30 a.m. We do appreciate the prayers of Daily Encouragement podcast listeners as you consider our need today. And we also, hope to see a number of our friends when we are up in New England. The ministry started up there actually in 1996 with an email list, and we hope to see a number of folks we've stayed in contact with through those years. As we're preparing the message today, a couple of friends from our local church stopped by on their bikes. They had ridden 5 miles to get here so they could pray for Esther, knowing we were leaving tomorrow morning. As a matter of fact, we featured Roanna yesterday in the photo where she was standing next to Esther. It was a photo that showed Roanna as the 2006 Elizabethtown Fair Queen. Well, not only do we love God's holy word, we sure do love God's loving people. Well, there's a lot of other information I have up on the website today that you may find interesting, and I'm not going to spend any more time on the podcast with that. Our web address is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you care to go to that today, the material I'm referring to will be up on Thursday the 24th, or if you're looking at listening to this podcast on a different day, just back up in the archives to the message for August 24th, 2006. And there are, again, several different additional notes and reflections that I share that would make the podcast a little too long to share them here. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged in your walk with Jesus Christ. And be a lover of the word.